Biographical sketch.
William Shakespeare, the author of such immortal plays as Hamlet, Romeo and Juliet, and Julius Caesar, is generally considered the greatest writer in the English language. Today, most people first come into contact with Shakespeare's plays through books. In Shakespeare's own day, though, plays were written to be acted in front of live audiences, and Shakespeare cared nothing about having his plays printed. We modern viewers go to plays too, but the way audiences in Shakespeare's time experienced them was different. Many in the audience watched them while standing, and the admission fee was a very reasonable 1 penny. People talked, ate, and drank during the long performance, which was held during the day and usually in the open air. Interestingly, women were not allowed to act on stage, and Shakespeare's great female characters, like Juliet, Cleopatra, or Ophelia, were played by young boys wearing elaborate costumes, wigs, and heavy makeup. Shakespeare was born in Stratford-upon-Avon in 1564. His father was an official of the local government, as well as a maker and seller of gloves. Shakespeare attended the local grammar school, but never went to college. At 18, he married 26-year-old Anne Hathaway, and the couple soon had a baby girl. 2 years later, his wife gave birth to twins, but the trail goes cold, and the following 7 years are known as the lost years. He reappears in the printed records in 1592 as a playwright when his plays were being performed in London. Shakespeare continued writing plays until just several years before his death in 1616. He was an unrivaled master in all three genres of drama: comedy, tragedy, and history. Besides dramatic works, Shakespeare wrote poetry, and a group of 154 now famous sonnets was published in 1609. These beautiful sonnets further add to his reputation. Finally, lovers of literature are indebted to for publishing the famous First Folio shortly after Shakespeare's death. This work includes 36 of his plays, many of which might have been lost for generations if they had not been printed. Shakespeare was not only the main playwright for his drama company called the King's Men, but also an actor. He acted creations and was reputed to have been the actor who played the ghost of Hamlet's father. He was also an astute businessman who wisely managed his money and even owned part of the very theater he acted in, the famous Globe Theatre.